Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured in one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you're a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Yep. Oh, I got a good feeling about this one, except not the specific movie, just the time period.
Yeah, for anybody else, it's not even predominantly, it is entirely black, white, and gray tones.
Yes.
So I will say, when I originally pointillized it, there were colors, but the original poster doesn't have any colors, so then I hit it with a black and white filter as well.
Not to lead us astray, huh?
All right, so other than it being completely black and white, I think we can discuss that on the right-hand side, probably the top two-thirds of it is almost entirely white. So I'm going to gather that section is going to be very light. The top two-thirds on the left-hand side, I'm going to say, is predominantly black, very dark. And then there is a gradation of gray in the center and almost like a triangular shape to start off. Do you guys agree with that kind of assessment?
I thoroughly agree with that assessment. And I'm also locked in.
Yeah, I'll lock in with a guess from a previous week for me, I think.
I'm going to lock in, too, with an unusual guess.
Expect nothing less.
Let's start with a previous guess, Chris.
I'm going to say Bride of Frankenstein again.
Ah, good guess, but incorrect. Tom, what's your unusual guess?
Unusual guess. I'm going to say the one I thought you would never do, masculine, feminine.
Audience, I hope you took my advice and looked up the poster. Incorrect, Tom.
That would have been awesome.
And Nick, this is for an ace in the hole.
I'm going to go way back in the history of Talking Pictures trivia to episode 3, where I first experienced really probably black and white films in general, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari from 1920.
Incorrect. And I'll give you guys another clue. Those silent films had color posters, right? They were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Posters.
Yeah, but masculine, feminine, I don't think did.
I think you're right. There may have been some that are pink or red.
Yeah, like a little
red
detail. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big clue. It's a big clue. So not old.
To the second reveal.
All right. So the motif that I described last time is still there. The top right hand side and kind of like streaking down almost like a triangle is white. The top left is definitely predominantly black, and then still sort of a pyramidal shade of gray coming up through the middle. Still not super defined. I think it's very similar to the last picture, honestly.
I'm trying to think what we saw that's a more modern film that had black and white as the key palette.
I have a guess. I don't know if you guys watched it. I'm sure Tom will let me know immediately if you have.
If he remembers.
What's your guess, Chris?
My guess is going to be Dr. Frankenstein.
Ah, Frankenstein.
Definitely watched that movie. Definitely did.
It was so funny.
Incorrect, but I do think that had a black and white movie poster.
I have an idea. I'm not entirely confident in it, but I'll go for it.
All right, an idea is a noun. What's your idea, Tom?
THX1138.
Ooh, that's a good guess. I like it. Incorrect. Any guesses there, Nick, for the second reveal?
Yeah, just give me a second. Just trying to think of anything that had, like, even Clerks had color in the title, I know from a few weeks ago. And we're not going to do repeats. Oh, Scream.
Incorrect. Moving on to the third reveal.
Guess what? Still black and white.
Yeah, it's still black and white, but like predominantly white tones on the right side, biased towards the top right, and predominantly darker tones on the left with a big bias on the top left, as well as, gosh, most of the bottom left to middle. I mean, there's...
I'm not going to lie. This one, I guess maybe the pointillization makes the black and white is easier on it. I feel like this picture at level 3 looks still very similar to the picture we saw at level 1. Like, I feel like the generalized shape of it has not changed. In the color ones, it definitely morphs and changes and goes all over the place. But this one, I think it was like the pointillization was spot on in like the placement of those points of color. That doesn't mean that I know what this is.
We don't have the same context clues because you're dealing with gray tones, right?
Yeah. So it's like hard colors of like fonts and title cards all thrown out the window. And we know it's not Clerks because that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Looks kind of like Rodan's The Thinker, right? Like the
we
thinker
definitely
thinker.
Did Rodan. Is that a movie?
Statue.
It's art.
It's
art.
Like the thinking man. You know.
Oh. Did you model for that, Tom?
Yeah. Right.
You may have the joke version where he's sitting on a toilet bowl, KJ.
Well,
that is me on the toilet bowl. I'm a contemplative releaser. Let's see.
Too much information.
For those of you listening or watching at home, we are recording this extremely late. So Tom is telling you more information than he probably should.
Yeah, Tom is a little punchy. I have a guess, though.
Well, before we do guesses, let's do the third reveal clue.
Yes, please.
There is one person in this poster.
That doesn't change my guess.
I do have a guess. I don't think it's right because it doesn't look right, but I have a guess for another black and white movie.
Tom, what's your guess?
My guess is Ex Machina, with Ava being the single figure.
Incorrect. Chris?
I know Eraserhead had a black and white poster.
Oh, very good guess. Incorrect.
That was a good guess.
I think it's going to be more modern.
Any guesses from you, Nick?
I think there was color in this poster, though. Get Out, though. Tom said something more modern that we've watched, and that's from 2000.
That sounds like a good guess, yeah.
And Nick takes the episode.
There we go.
Wow, I didn't realize it was black and white. I
wasn't
think I've ever
sure
seen
if there was color.
Before.
I didn't know if there was color. That's why. Mm.
Okay, so it's interesting. Like the pyramid of kind of gray tones is the gentleman sitting in the armchair. And it's definitely like it's definitely white on one side, black on the other.
Yeah,
and
then, like the left is black, the right is white. That was a tough one. That was a tough one to visualize.
Yeah, I thought the figure was all on the left side, but
that was tough because it was black and white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that made it difficult.
It all kind of blended.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to Nick for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679. And leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,